All right, guys, we're live. I did my hair today for you guys. I just want to say the greatest fucking comeback podcast history. He quit.
I retired.
He left. He retired, but he's back. Give a round of applause, my little Valor, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
Just like vaping. Can't quit all the way.
Sorry. I'm on day four.
Are you?
Day four. We'll see how that goes. That shit, I get fucks my head.
Probably further than him.
No, I'm day four now again.
Shit sucks. Do you get in your head? Like, dude, I get depressed for the first couple days, bro.
Bad. I mean, it's been pretty tough, but I've just been chewing a bunch of gum and doing a bunch of pouches, but just no vape.
Yeah. Huh. I get my first 2 days, dude, I'm just like down in the dumps. I'm like, fuck.
I just try to stay busy. I'm just trying to stay busy.
So you just like play with yourself?
No.
Why are you laughing?
He's like a little bit, yeah.
This guy's been playing Baccarat like a freaking degenerate.
It's so easy. It's so fun.
You making money on it or not?
Hell yeah.
That's what they all say.
You making money on poker?
Hell no. I ain't never said that.
What do you think you're at?
Happy New Year, guys.
Negative a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. Happy New Year. Thank you. Let's be happy, man. We haven't had a pod in a couple weeks. There's been no fights. I feel like when there's no fights, I don't really know what to talk about.
Same, you know. That's all I need to watch.
That's all you know. Yep. Now that Michael's back, it's like now we got a gang of shit to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Vaping.
I'm trying not to talk about it this.
Okay, let's not talk about it. I had a couple of chat or a couple of notes in my shit. Oh yeah, do you watch Drewski much? Either of you?
Yeah, I did a little bit. He's funny.
Holy shit! Like I've watched a little bit of his stuff, but I've been watching. Me and you were watching his YouTube stuff last night.
Which one? Could Have Been Love.
Could Have Been Love. Watching a couple
Could
of
Have Been
skits.
House. That shit's
Holy
so funny,
shit, bro. Yeah, he's got to be the funniest one on the internet.
You think like, you could do something like that? It Could Have Been Love. Could Have Been House.
I feel like no, just because I'm an early relationship.
Well, it could have been House would be different, like a replacement for Schmitty. So not really.
I was this close to doing a reality show. We almost had it. It would have been bad. Schmitty, it would have been bad. It would have been so bad. Like
two main characters, Schmitty and Zeke.
Dude, it would have been bad.
Schmitty and who?
Ezekiel, one of the guys.
But Drewski, the way he has these little skits set up, like he puts a lot of effort in. A lot of people, It's so good. It's so fucking good. Love it.
Something about his face is funny. Like his facial expressions are hilarious, dude. Like,
And what's crazy to me? He's big. Like, it's fucking hilarious.
What's crazy to me is he went on like tour. He had a tour. Like,
I know. I saw that on YouTube too. I'm like, he's selling out arenas.
Yeah, like bringing
Soldier Boy and rappers.
Yeah, bringing artists out. But then like the main attraction is obviously him. You know what I mean? Like they're not. I don't know.
He's
maybe I'm wrong. But
no, you're right. It was like a comedy tour, but with rappers and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy though.
I'll have to check it out.
Selling out tours.
See Aiden Ross and 6ix9ine have a song.
I did.
They have a song.
Uh huh.
I was telling Steph the other day, dude. 6ix9ine. I heard a couple songs. I was like, all right, he's not. I hated on him all the way, but he has a couple. The way he goes off is pretty fire,
bro. He's making one with Aiden.
Major
funny.
Comeback.
I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was writing lyrics for Aiden and stuff.
And Cuff him, that other streamer.
Oh, that other guy was a streamer too.
Yeah,
I never seen that guy. That shit was funny as hell. What else? Pickle Dojo. Holy shit, that was popping last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there. There's like what 200?
Probably 1,000.
200,000?
No, it was good. It was a hell of a turnout. Way better than I was expecting. I didn't know what the hell to expect.
Those Proton Sugar Sean
paddles are sick. Yeah, that was fun, dude. God, I haven't been able to play in one of the tournaments yet.
I saw you like kind of playing a little bit.
And I hit a couple balls back and forth. I hit a couple balls back and forth. But dude, it's so much like who's your partner? Tim got stuck
Mitch.
With Mitch. Mitch
he showed
fucking
up in
Birkenstocks.
That's like, hilarious.
You still haven't played, right?
No, I've never played.
God,
I'll have to check it out.
I'm sure you'd be good, Michael. I'm sure you'd be good.
I'm sure I'd be
fine. We can go over across after just hit a couple back and forth.
I think I got pickleballs in my trunk.
Well, bring them.
Over the racket.
No, yeah, pickleball is addicting as hell. But that was such a fun turnout. We had the mic. We had an Elvis impersonator.
Really?
And I had our mics. We were sitting there watching on the championship game. Had two chairs. Basically shooting a live Timbo Sugar show.
Tommy Guns made it to the finals.
Tommy Guns, he did. His partner was good, bro.
Yeah, he got carried
his,
a little
his partner
bit,
was good.
Tommy Gun made it to the final.
There were some good people there today.
Was it like a buy-in tournament or something?
Yeah.
What are you buying for?
Was it 10?
I think it was 10. I thought I don't really understand the...
Single
like 4.0,
them,
no, like the 4.0 like level stuff.
It's their belting system.
But I know, but I felt like some of those guys were like above 4.0, and the flyer said under 4.0.
Did it?
Yeah.
I'm about to talk to the owners.
It's rigged, bro. It's rigged. And the raffle was rigged.
Nah, those kids just bought a bunch of. Yeah. How did you even get sign up for those? Did you pay for the raffles?
Some of them were free, like if you walk in or if you leave review? A Google review or something like that. But then the other ones was like you buy it like a dollar per ticket.
Where the fuck the money go? I own the shithole. I didn't see no money. Kim's at home right now, fucking counting ones. God. Lena's lemonade stand was fire.
Yes.
Lena and Nick. I got two cups. They always make at least $100 on that organic quality lemonade.
She pulled out three cupfuls full of money underneath the little table. And I was like, what the heck?
She want to make some money.
We had a yard sale yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You were doing $2
everything. We did good, too. $2 everything. It was good. We made $100 or something.
Damn. So you sold 50 things.
Yeah. It's fire.
She has some quick-ass math right there, bitch.
That was quick.
Any New Year's resolutions, fellas?
Oh, I got one. I told you yesterday. I'm doing 100 push-ups every day.
And you already fucked up.
Nope. I'm actually going strong. Yeah, I almost forgot to do my last 50 last night, but I did it
before I fell asleep. You ain't keeping that up. But the no vaping one, we're not even going to talk about that. It's kind of just we're going.
Well, we got to shave. I made it at my work. We got to shave our head if we do it. Me and a couple other people shave our head and beard if we fucking vape. So it's easier for me if there's something in the line.
Yeah, but the thing is it all vapors? You guys are all going to go, let's just all agree. Let's take one hit.
That's true.
So probably. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I know, but it's something for fun, right? I wouldn't do it anyways, probably, so. I've been running 2 miles every day. That's good.
That's fire. That's fire.
It takes me about between 18, 21 minutes, just depending on the day.
Last year was my first time I ever did a New Year's resolution. Like, actually, I'm going to do this and did it.
Just your social media stuff didn't and make everything?
Just was very committed. We should say, and no social.
Are you just keeping that through this year or what? No social or
No socials, yeah. And of course, everything. Of course. I just looked up raccoon sex life on ChatGPT. Mating season is late winter to early spring. Timing lines up so babies are born when food becomes abundant.
That's nice. Right now, isn't it?
Males roam widely looking for receptive females. It sounds.
You see a lot of raccoons on your property?
None. Females choose their selective.
That makes it random.
One male may mate with multiple females in a season. Mating itself is brief. There's no long-term bonding. That's interesting.
So what made you look up the raccoon sex?
Dude, speaking of raccoons, my boy Malachi, the one that he moved to Italy, he thought there was a raccoon in his dumpster when we were playing Fortnite the other night. There just happened to be nothing out there, and he was just going absolutely crazy.
Was he high?
Yeah, did he eat a bunch of Addies before you guys ripped Fortnite? Been up a couple days?
I know, I was listening to Theo, and they were talking, him and Andrew Santino were talking about, I thought it was raccoons, that right after sex, there was a couple different ones. Right after sex, after a mom has a baby, the males will kill the baby
so
that
the raccoons.
Moms go back into heat. So that the monster.
I think other animals do that too.
That's fire.
I think lions imagine do that to the cubs.
Yeah, I think a lot of animals do.
Imagine
that.
Imagine if humans did that. Be crazy.
That would be fucking. That'd be fucked.
Animals that kill after sex. Black widows.
We knew that one.
Females may eat the male during or after mating.
During would be fire.
Let me not. Scorpions. Cannibalism can happen post mating. God, imagine just nutting so hard you're fucking hungry and you just. Octopus females are much larger.
Clip that, guys.
Chill. Why this happens? Evolution logic. Males become fuel for offspring. God, dude, our Earth is crazy, man.
What about seahorses, dude?
Seahorses?
I think they're male and female.
What about
what's that called? Hermaphrodites?
Horses. Yes. I think the male seahorses give birth.
I think they're yes.
Seahorses are actually the opposite of animals that kill after sex. They are one of the weirdest and coolest mating systems in nature. Monogamy. Many seahorses species are monogamous for a breeding season.
What the fuck? I thought that they were.
The males get pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Female deposits eggs into the males. Wow. And you're telling me there's not a god? There's not a guy thinking like. I'm going to make a seahorse. And the guy's going to get pregnant. And we're going to love it. I think that's evidence. How is that not? Do they kill after sex? No. The brutal part. Birth is extremely taxing. Many males die later in life from reproductive stress. Most babies die quickly in the wild due to predation. That's crazy, dude. Animals, man. Animals. I watched a cow fuck another cow once. Not because I wanted to, but I just was.
Like female?
I don't know. I was driving and it was like.
Female male?
Well, wouldn't it be a bull fucking a cow?
Female
whatever,
on top of
you
the
know
bull?
What I mean? Two cows.
No, I didn't know because that's not that weird.
No, I'm not saying it was weird. I'm just saying I saw it. Nice. I watched it. That's I good. Didn't look away. I mean, at a certain point.
You ever watch pigeons get down? They were getting down at our work, dude, for a minute. It was weird.
Like that?
No, they like make out, or they like, I don't know what they do. They like, and they, yeah, it's wild.
I pulled into my apartment complex a couple of days ago, and there were two stray cats just in the middle of the road.
How do you know they're straight?
That's what I was just going to say. I know.
Well, I mean, I see them walking around the apartment
complex. We said straight.
Yeah.
It went over your head. Oh. Anyway. How'd you know they were straight?
It's not that high to go over. Ah, he just jokes.
I don't know. Well, they didn't fucking move, and I was right in front
of them. Sorry.
What? How you feeling, Shug?
Dude, we should get smelling salts.
I think we have a fight coming up.
Yeah, we do. January 24th.
I've seen a prank on YouTube where they're going to ask him to smell the new fragrance and smelling salts. That shit was funny, dude.
That's probably, you probably get sued. You probably
could.
Claim damage. Dude, 20 days away. It's always so weird once we start getting closer to these fights. It always trips me out. That's Sundays. Crazy. Well, the Sundays, like last Sunday, I'm like, damn, in 4 Sundays, it's going to be over. Now, today's Sunday, I'm like, damn, in 3 Sundays. Fights in 20 days. In 21 days, it'll be over. That's fights crazy. Are always fucking weird. Like
be that. On your way home.
Be on my, and I'll be on my way home, man. Lit. I already talked about it, but I'll talk about it again. Elena's coming. I'm super excited for my princess to come.
She's gonna come to the fight.
She's gonna come to the fight first time. So weird saying that. Like my princess is coming. I've never been. You know, I think I don't know if I said this, but like Trump's been to the fight. You know, Dana's obviously there. Like you know, important people. Fucking Justin Bieber. Like there's celebrities you see. It's never like I never cared who's watching or. Never made me feel anyway, but then my little princess, like Elena's gonna be there. Yeah. Like that makes me like, woo!
Yeah.
She said if I win, I get a surprise too. And she said if I lose, I'll get one still, but.
Won't be as cool.
Winning's gonna be cool.
Cup of lemonade.
But I am just so excited, man. Such a fun fight for me. Such a good matchup. Good opponent. I feel like he's like the better the guys, the better that brings me out. Except from Rob. He brought the worst out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was bullshit. Should have never given that
fucking 98 game. Out of 100 times you beat him.
Sure. Exactly. Thank you. That's the type of shit I need. It's the type of yes man I need around me.
You haven't been on socials, but that's how a bunch of people say. Like it's like a it's a thing I've been saying.
98 out of 100 times I beat Marab. Everyone knows that.
Come on now.
It's crazy. Well, that first fight was a tie. It depends how you judge it. If you judge it right, it's a tie. I mean.
And they stopped the first, second one early for sure. The
early one.
Scratch my neck.
Fucking. Yeah, whatever. Scratch song.
My fucking neck.
Song does speak English. I did see an interview. He does speak English. Very impressive. I'm trying to learn another language, and I can't. And he learned it. So he's already 1-0 against me.
Kudos
he's
to him.
He's smarter than me. Yeah, that's fucking good. He can speak 2 languages.
That's good. I guess is one of the hardest ones.
You can speak 2 languages. You've been grinding in Spanish.
I'm trying, but he's got 1 up on me on that. So.
Give us a little Spanish sentence real quick.
Estoy aprendiendo español.
Nice. Sí.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what else we got? Let me see what else I got on my freaking.
The Niners fucking lost yesterday.
Yeah, they did. I fell asleep.
Brock Purdy couldn't get anything going. No. I'm not even a big
bro. I know I had to prize picks on that shit, and that motherfucker did it. I'm like, bro, you have 10 yards at the halftime. What are you doing, bro? Throw the rock, man.
I thought Niners were gonna have a good run at the Super Bowl. I didn't think they were gonna.
I thought so.
After watching their last 2 games, I was like, shit, dude, they're powerful.
But oh yeah, he came back on strong. My Packers will win though. Still, bro.
Did he hit your?
Hell no. 127 fuck pass yards.
Dude. No way.
Come on. I can throw further than that. I can throw more than that. Oh, man. My eye itches and shit. You ever thought about buying a house?
Yeah, I have.
What's your opinion on buying a house?
Shit, I got to make some bread first, buddy.
Yep. Our sponsor, American Finance.
It's a great setup.
Cut to it. All right, guys. Thanks to our sponsor, American Financing. American Financing is a family-owned mortgage company licensed in all 50 states. No matter where you are in America, they can help you. They are America's home loans for home loans. If you are renting, you are paying your landlord's mortgage. Owning your own real estate is an incredible way to begin to build equity and ultimately wealth. Buying a house is a big decision, and a call to American Finance is the first step to understanding your options. They don't charge any upfront fees to find out how much you can qualify for and then get you pre-approved in as little as 24 hours. They've been around since 1999 and have over 8,000 reviews and 4.7 stars on Google. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based. They have your best interest at heart, and they offer all kinds of loan programs to help you get into a home, even if you're self-employed or a contractor. Most people think you have to put 20% down on your first home, but you don't. American Financing offers loan programs for as little as 3% down and have down payment assistance programs available depending on what state you're in. The first step to home ownership is understanding your finances, your loan, and your monthly payment, and that's where American Financing can really help. And once you start building equity, as you pay your mortgage, there is a ton of things you can do with it as it grows. If you're already a homeowner and looking to refinance to help with remodeling projects, repairs, or just to consolidate debt, they can help you with that too. Give American Finance a call, 866-891-7848. That's 866-891-7848, or visit AmericanFinancing.net/SugarSean. And now we're back. So hopefully that works out for you.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever thought about selling a house?
I'm about to sell a house right now, actually, low-key.
You sold a couple houses, haven't you?
I've sold a couple houses. Real estate, man. It's like I'm out here playing.
You're going to buy a house, Michael?
Let's start playing poker again.
After this poker
don't count on that, man.
My poker game takes off.
After this poker shit,
I haven't played it all, but
you don't have enough patience, man.
Nah, I get too annoyed, dude. I ain't got the money to play it anymore. Anyway.
It's so, dude. Because I'll play like $11 buy-ins, $33 buy-ins, but like, I'll play like 8 of them.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, fuck.
See, I'd rather play one big buy-in than a bunch of those little
ones. I played $109 buy-in, this big mystery bound yesterday. What? I got fucked, didn't I? It was bullshit.
That's what they all say. That's what happens to everybody.
I had pocket kings.
Nice.
But it's like,
what'd you go? What were you up against?
Ace.
Aces?
Ace.
Like, oh, fuck. Ace, like, 4.
Yes.
Fire.
Some shit.
Runner 4.
Yeah, no shit, man. Overall, I'm going okay. But other than that, man, what else has been going on? How's my hair look, though? Be honest.
Looks good, dude.
Speaking of marketing, I do not have a giant doing well tattoo on my forehead. That shit went viral as hell, huh?
Yeah. Bro,
it looks so real.
It did look real.
It looks
did
so real.
Did you get
real.
Any tattoo or not?
I got a tattoo.
Well, what did you say?
Doing well. I got two doing well tattoos, but just didn't get on my forehead. But, yeah. Bro, some of the, Amron was sending me some of the comments.
I knew you didn't. I couldn't believe people really thought you did that.
But I put a lot of figures. Would you do that for 8 figures? $10 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In a minute, dude.
So am I that crazy?
Wait, like just straight on the forehead like that?
Yeah, boss.
You wouldn't for 10 mil? I'd give a damn less. I'd put that on my forehead for 10 million. I'd put that on my forehead for a million.
Now that I've made money, I wouldn't. But if I hadn't made money before, I would.
10 million? Why would you not?
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
How damn, much would it cost to get removed? Less
no,
than
you
10
can't.
Million?
That's, I mean, that's the thing. You can't just fucking remove it.
Oh.
Just wearing a headband the rest of the day.
That'd be fire. Hey, some bald people are always wearing a hat. So it's like, it wouldn't be no diff.
That'd be wild.
You could just wear a beanie forever.
But dude, everyone was picking that up. ESPN, fucking, everyone was picking that shit up.
Yeah, I had a lot of people saying, like, why would he ever do something like this? I'm like, you guys are so
good. That, it was good. I like the setup for it. Like how you posted that. What am I getting? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Wait, is the YouTube video going out today?
Mm-hmm. I had a few people send me texts asking if you really got it. I just rolled it. I was like, I don't know. I hope not.
I knew
you didn't. I knew there's no way that.
What time's that drop, G?
10:30.
Also, the actual videos I might regret getting. So it's still, people don't know that it's fake yet.
But this will go out tomorrow. So
yeah, this is going out tomorrow. This YouTube video is dropping right now. Tight shit. Tight shit. I wish I could dance. That's something I've tried. Me and Tim one time hired this girl. Her name was Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
And she could dance. She was like a bigger girl.
Oh, that's where you guys try to learn.
Oh, I remember
dance.
That. At
she
your
could
old place?
Dance, bro. She was so good at wiggling. And me and Tim took lessons. And Tim, I'll give it to him. He can remember dance moves.
Like the choreography and shit.
I just can't do it.
Where was it? Like an actual like dance studio?
It was at the old gym. I had the mats, the mirrors. Like,
oh, I thought you did it at your. Didn't you ever come to your old house?
I had her come to my house.
The garage
once.
Couple
times? Yep, yeah, Shayla did it. I like was. I'm like, dude, I'm athletic.
What kind of
guy.
Dance was it?
Dude, it's hip hop.
Hip hop.
But I'm like, I can move, and I just could not remember the things. It sucked because I really thought I was gonna be something.
Well, Tim can because he's a ginger.
He can. He's a ginger.
I don't know if gingers could dance. That's a thing.
Well, they said online all gingers are African American people.
Is that true?
That is factual.
I'm asking ChatGPT because if that is, you got to.
And then African American people.
You guys say it. That's true.
Are really good at dancing.
All of them.
Most.
Hey ChatGPT, I'm on a podcast right now, and we're just debating if are gingers African American.
I would really disagree with that. I highly doubt that.
They're definitely.
I see where the confusion might be. Red hair, or being a ginger, is a trait that can appear in people of various ethnicities, but it's most common among those of European descent.
She's trying not to get cancer.
Like Ireland or Scotland.
Exactly.
African American.
That would make no sense. That's like the least, the most recessive gene with the most dominant gene. That would not make any sense.
Whatever, dude.
At all.
Yeah, apparently not. So, where the hell do you even hear that?
Garrett's like, damn it.
I know. I almost got to say it.
Fire.
Gary just starts ripping.
One of the funniest things I ever heard Theo say was, He's like, God, when I want to say it, I just write it down. I should have been dying, boo.
Well, Ezra said he's going to start streaming soon, like IRL streaming. I think that's going to be hilarious if he actually does do it.
That'd be interesting. Dude, IRL streaming.
That's the live stream. Do that?
Yeah, just streaming. Huh?
Do you think you could do that?
I have the trait. I have the ability.
Him just following you around.
I've been streaming for so long. I definitely could do that, but I just don't know if it's worth. Like,
I wonder what
it's
hard.
It's very hard. IRL streaming, Neon, Aiden, all those guys that do it. Rampage, I guess, in Rampage. Yeah, shit.
Because you can control what you say. I feel like that'd be probably pretty easy. But then the other people around you, you'd have to just be always.
Yeah. It's definitely a brand risk, especially with like coming out with doing well and stuff right now. It's like, can't afford to do that. Sketchy stuff, but it's definitely a skill.
Are any of those fools gonna come to the Pickle Dojo anytime soon? Can you?
Aiden hit me up. He's waiting on me to tell him when. Neon asked me if he could come out on Christmas Eve. I'm like, bro.
Neon.
So I don't know. I'm just kind of vibing and shit. What about you, man? You got anything?
I'll write some stuff down next week. I'll think of stuff.
Oh no, but I was saying, what about you streaming, man? Could you stream?
I'm down.
Just pretend here. Let me pretend I'm streaming.
What's up, guys?
All right, we live.
What's up, chat?
What up, chat? It's fire. Streaming. When I was streaming full time, like I was legit probably putting in 40 hours a week at one point. That was so fun. I love hopping on my PC, loading up the chat, loading up my Call of Duty or Fortnite. God, that was fun. That was some of my prime days right there.
You ever play a lot of video games, man?
I did when I was getting high. That was the only time, and I never been able to
play.
Way
to trigger him, dude.
I never been able to play since, dude. I was so good at Call of Duty, but because I was high, and then I got rid of my PlayStation.
Yeah.
When I moved to Australia, and never played a video. I have not played a video game since. Maybe Madden with you guys one time or two times, but no desire to. I just can't. I don't.
There's this new Ark Raiders game that everyone's like, oh, you gotta try. Have you played it?
Yeah.
JoJo said he played till 6 a.m. the other day. Oh. I'm like, dude, that's exactly a game I don't need to ever fucking play.
I won't play ever. For that long.
What is it? What kind of is it? Storyline game or what is it like?
I think it's like
role playing or
it's like an open world and you're just trying to survive pretty much. And then
sounds
get
like
to
life. Wow, dude. That game should be called Life.
It's almost like Rust if you've heard of Rust, but then kind of.
Rust or Rush?
Rust.
Oh, no. Russ. Probably my favorite artist of all time. What about you? He's just got a vibe.
That song is on his fire, though.
That song was with Big X?
Yeah, dude. It was so good. Yeah. It came on my workout playlist.
I'm surprised it was 2 years old.
I know. I never heard it. I was like, fuck, dude.
Is this song with Big X?
No, not with Russ.
Oh.
It wasn't Russ?
Huh?
It wasn't with Russ?
No. That's what I told him.
Oh.
He made it sound like it was when I was talking about Russ. You said that song I sent you.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, Big X, the plug. And I wonder what people are doing right now in this moment listening to this song. I mean, this is
song
pod
fire song.
Okay, make fun of me because I stumbled one time.
Your dong.
Driving a. I like to think someone's driving a truck. Driving.
I think so. Wait, what time does
this
come out?
Anybody's making love right now?
It comes out at 9 a.m. Right?
Do you think anybody's making love right now listening to this?
Well, no. Little Monday morning sexy time.
No, I know, but listen, like 4 inches deep.
Listen to this.
Yeah, a little Monday morning sexy time.
Or they're just throwing it on Tuesday night.
Just a hit.
You never know.
Just to get the vibes.
Let me know the comments if you guys are hitting right now. Or jacking off. That would be weird. I bet there's some fucking freak out.
That would be
off.
Weird. Dude.
They have Timbo Sugar playing in the background. They got Pornhub pulled up. They got their ID locked in.
Well, this time no one's gonna make fun of you about your socks.
I know.
Everyone
I
was
did watch those
socks were you about the socks,
bro. I just like that was a fire. It just fucking blew up in the comments.
Yeah, I know.
My socks.
They were nasty, dude.
You too. Let's pitch in for Sugar's new socks.
Fighter, you do hit. Nah, these wouldn't look too bad.
Oh my god, look at the top though.
Bro, sorry, we can't afford fucking socks, man.
To be fair,
I can't.
Your
even
foot
worry.
Was on the desk the whole pod, so whenever I cut to the wide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
And they were dirty as hell. They were just kind of dirty. They were dirty as hell.
Well, dude, I literally walked outside just walk in the pavement. And just walk in the rocks.
No, you live on a farm, G, so
I'm
of course.
On a farm, dude.
Yeah.
Shit.
Come on, man.
Dude, speaking of my farm, my shit is so close to being done. Boom! That shit lit, huh? G walked over the other day. We shot the.
I gotta check it out. I was gonna stop by yesterday, but.
Oh, yeah, you haven't been in a minute. But yeah, you guys gotta come check out the barn, though. It's not even a barn, though. Tim made me say, he's like, dude, it's not a fucking barn, though. Quick call it that. It's not a barn, though. It's a house. But whatever. It's my fucking barn, though.
When is it gonna be done?
waiting on this goddamn stairs guy, the guy to come finish the stairs. He had a family emergency. So he was supposed to come like 2 weeks ago. The carpet from Home Depot, those guys fucked up, didn't send enough products. Now they're just goddamn fucking around waiting for that. And it's just pissing me off.
Switching glasses up midstream, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Are those prescription?
No. I can't see any of you guys anymore.
Damn, G.
That would probably be one of the first things I do once I get my bag up. Get the same surgery Tim got.
Isn't it like $1,500?
Well, yeah, but... Oh, is it?
I don't think it's up. I mean, $1,500 a lot, but I mean, it's worth, like... Let me see. What's it called? LASIK?
Oh, he got or the PRP, or PRK or whatever.
PRK. Sure. Well, if it is $1,500, I just get one done at a time.
That'd be sick. Well, Mark Martin's kind of like that, but he his eye almost...
Per eye, about $1,500. Both eyes around 3 to 5.
When did Tim get it? Like 5 years ago?
He got his a minute ago, yeah. 2000 example price range.
People that have good eyes don't realize how bad of a disability this is.
No.
Right. No, I've put on glasses, people's glasses before, just because I feel like that's when it's bad. When you see really shitty through them, is that like kind of what they see without the glasses on? Is that what they'd say?
So. Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, because I put them on, man. That shit made me dizzy. I can't see nothing.
We're like, still lucky we got good eyes.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, 1500. Dude, that's an investment in your future, dude.
Yeah.
Life You're changing. A brown belt now. You're making more cheddar per class, right?
Dude, I did get a raise. Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Shit. Let's go.
Raise up.
Dude, when are you gonna are you ever gonna get a lot of tattoos, Shug? Like finish your body?
Am I ever gonna what?
Get hella tattoos? Because no. I'm just looking at my shit. I don't want tattoos.
I pretty much ran out of shit to put. I mean,
I know, I want to get more, but I don't know what to put.
Oh, I'm not worried about what to put. I'll make some shit up.
Yeah, I should do that before. I want to. I just don't know what, dude.
I want to get another face tat. I don't know where. Just like right here.
I kind of want to get a face tat, dude.
You should get a fucking sword.
I don't. I think that one's... Honestly, that's cool, dude. That one, I would...
Cody's?
Cody that's Barber cool. He's just cool, dude. That is cool. Except for it's off, though. I saw it when people were comparing, like, they were saying that that's what you were going to get. I think his is cool. I think that's cool.
You might be the only person I've heard that.
You don't think that's cool?
Your poker career will definitely take off if you get the face.
You think so?
Yeah.
People will be scared of you, dude.
Well, they already are, dude.
Yeah, that's true. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? A lot of teams in the race right now. No one's really standing out. Fuck, I'm going with the Broncos. Russell Wilson pick? Go, Rob, bro.
The Niners
are going
to do good, dude. The Niners, but they look like shit.
They look like shit. Yeah, you can't even count them anymore. Shit looks
tough, man, but...
We got some games today. We got Cleveland versus Cincinnati. We got Broncos playing today?
Yeah, not the Chiefs.
Oh, they play the Chargers.
Big game today, yeah.
11-5. Oh, shit. Chargers are that good right now?
Yeah, dude, they're good.
Why is their quarterback out? Herbert.
Their quarterback?
Their quarterback. No, quarterback. That's pretty interesting. Dude, I was watching me and Tim were watching this. We were up here watching my sparring rounds the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, like on the recommended, or I think it was on my YouTube, but it was unlisted. It was solo pod, Tim solo pod. Holy shit. I was fast forwarding there and he's like, turn that shit off. It was like 8 years ago. And at one point, because we were just fast forwarding it, he said, we need to start baptizing you guys. It was so fucking funny.
I want to find it so bad.
Dude, some of those old episodes are so funny.
I know, man.
Let's just talk about some dumb
solo
shit.
Pod would be hard.
Yeah, it was. Theo does them. They fucking...
Well, I mean, he gets call-ins and shit, too, so I guess he's kind of getting help from other people.
But
you,
man,
should do call-ins.
Imagine what the Timbo Sugar Show could have been, man. How many people's lives that changed. Crazy. Oh, here it is.
Jobins, how we doing today, boys? My fucking tit knee went down, so I'm able to train a little bit.
6 years ago. I should put this shit on listed. I wish I could find that. Just breathe and chill.
Pop up and I'm gonna sit like this anywhere I can, whether it's at the gym or in front of the TV. I'm gonna sit.
I don't know why that's so funny, bro, but it's so upon him, teacher. And I was fast forwarding it because he was showing people how to stretch, do yoga, and he was like, it's funny as hell. It was a solo pod he shot.
Show people how to do cat cows.
Control when I'm in half guard. That's fire. I'm gonna put that on the screen.
look at. It's just funny as hell.
Chat's laughing.
So what up, chat? What else we got going on? Tell me something. Tell me something about yourself. Speed dating. Dude, we're going to have a great week. Are we not?
We're going to have a great week.
We've been having some fire Monday practices.
Huh? Those are so hard.
Those are so hard. We do these three-man groups. And Corrigan's fucking good, too. So it's just about a good group. And we're just...
Corrigan and Alex, they're both
good. Alex, which one?
Pricing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have hard-ass Mondays, hard-ass weeks, good sparring. Everything's just going so good, man. It's going so good. So,
good training camp?
Yeah, been going excellent. It's been going... This is one of the better ones I've ever had.
It's been short.
Feels shorter.
That's what I was going to say. It seems like when you took that fight, it was less than a typical... Like,
no, I mean, I knew about it for a long time. I just didn't really dive into camp as far out as I usually do, which has been nice because usually I'm like, fuck, there's 6 weeks left and I'm like fucking already.
And everything's been five rounds recently, so.
Yeah, I know I claimed going leading up to the fight. I'm like, oh, I'm three round, but still been doing fucking five rounds and shit. I'm getting ready for Peter still too. Like, I know it's can't look past Song, which I'm not. Not taking Song. Like, Song's fucking dangerous. He's a dangerous. He's got power in both hands. He's fast. But I'm preparing for him. But we're preparing for Peter too.
You're gonna paint him up. He's gonna die.
You're damn right. And then John Anik said he said there was like six or seven title fights on the White House card.
That's crazy.
Dude, that's gonna be. That's the thing.
It's the whole every single weight class.
Well, no. Because there's girls' classes too, girls. I mean, if there's six title fights, that's insane.
That would be fucking crazy.
Because it makes sense. He was kind of explaining, like, you know, January, Gaethje and Patty are fighting. Mm-hmm. So that the 55 belt could be up for grabs in June. It makes sense. The 35 belt, who knows? What it depends with if they book Peter. I don't think they're going
to. I don't know. I would hate to have to fight Ilya right now, straight off the divorce. Just
might be the best time to.
You think, but you don't think he's all mad and just gonna take his anger out on everyone?
Dude, there's just so much. I mean, if you've ever went through a relationship drama,
I guess that's true too.
You know what occupies 50-50. Your mind?
Yeah.
Especially when you're about to lose millions of dollars to your wife or your ex or whatever. Like, dude, that is not a time to you be heard in a about fight that,
camp. Michael? Well, I heard a little bit. What was it about?
I am probably gonna butcher it, but I guess Ilya's wife said, I guess. They were planning on getting a divorce, and she said that you need to pay me 50% or I'm going to say you assaulted me or something, right?
Something like that. This is just a nasty divorce, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I hate even talking about it. I feel uncomfortable even talking about it.
Like, I think it's just a nasty divorce.
Yeah. See, the only thing I saw about it is that he was like talking to chicks and then she found out.
Which is like, you can't say, how's it going to a girl? Or, hey, that skirt looks
well, good. Not when you're married. I mean, he's dude, asking for it that way.
You're not allowed to compliment a girl. Hey, your cheeks look fantastic. You've been working out. You can tell.
No, like,
that's more disrespectful, I feel like, towards your wife.
I'm kidding. I was trying to be funny. And these guys are trying to make me feel like an asshole. No, dude, you're a dick. I'm like, this is supposed to be funny.
Oh.
He's just trying to get brownie. He's like, he's going to send his clip to these. You hear me? You hear what I say? Sean said, you should be able to look at girls. And I said, no, you shouldn't. That's disrespectful.
No, I'm just.
That's bullshit. Look at
this.
Damn, me and Mario, that was crazy. Mario's got a big fight coming up. He's fighting that, what's his name? Vinicius. Is that what it is, Vinicius?
I think so.
Mario Bautista.
That's a good fight.
Mario That's Bautista. Fight. Dude, Mario's, he proved how good he was against Umar. Umar won, but Mario made that motherfucker work. Where's this guy's name he's fighting? But the dude he just fought was Kyler, and it was a sweet fight. But yeah, Mario's that fight's when in February.
Is there no fights at all until the January card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's been
pretty dry.
It's been dry. It's been super dry, dude. Should we just take a moment?
Just pray about it.
No, but you know what's crazy? I've been listening to Rogan. He's been having a bunch of these ancient civilization people on and like all the shit they're finding in Göbeklitepe. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck. That shit's wild. When they pull up images of how far shit goes down in the ground, like there was doomsday cities down there, like waiting for a catastrophic event that they'd survive.
Do you feel like you should have one of those?
How old the pyramids are and shit. I listen to that shit.
But the thing with that is they have like, I just feel like they don't really have any way to actually date that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
they could, I mean, how do you even prove carbon dating's accurate? Because no one was around to say that that's accurate. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking.
What if you could carbon date something that was 1,000 years old? Because you yeah. can, and then you did something that was like yeah. 500 years old. You're like, oh, okay, that's accurate.
And there's probably a lot more science behind it than I'm aware of. But
well, and it's like with AI, that's a
yeah, it's crazy.
This one guy was saying that aliens are just us in the future, which could be true. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, anything could be true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What can't not be not true? Benign. Mm. Benign evidence.
So far.
Is that a word?
Benevolence is. Benign is. Benign evidence, I'm not sure about
that. Damn. I'm going to make could that be, a song. Jake Paul's girl, Jutta, won the World Cup. It was pretty cool watching him watch her.
The World Cup, videos? What? Soccer? Or tennis? Golf?
Skating. Oh. Ice skating?
They call it the World Cup?
Did I say World Cup?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what ice skating thing would be
called. Yeah, the 1,000-meter World Cup. I don't know.
1,000 meters?
But it was cool watching him watch her. Yeah. Like, he was getting all fired up. It was pretty cool.
Jaw broken everything still?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it was like...
I heard, oh, I heard so many people, yeah, dude, I don't know. After that, after Anthony Joshua, they got in the wreck, you see all the conspiracies that popped up on that?
I didn't see the conspiracies, but that's...
They said that he hired a hit or because he was supposed to follow the script and didn't follow the script.
That's insane. Yeah.
That's insane. That's
so I know the timing of that was crazy.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's fucked up.
No, I know. I've seen people are getting sued for saying that.
Yeah, that's... Dude, that's so sad. That's literally... Anthony Joshua was in Nigeria going on vacation with his team and then... Two of his friends die and he survives.
And then to have everything made out to be completely some different is crazy.
Well, just the highs and lows of life. That is the ultimate highs. Make 90 million, you win a big fight, boom, right? Like, and then a week later, 2 weeks later, two of your best friends die.
Yeah.
Realize what? Oh, dude. That's that's wild. That's so sad. That's brutal, brutal, brutal. But what do you guys got going on the rest of the day, man? It's 10:43 in the morning.
I'll probably just chill. I won't do open mat. I'll just wait for tomorrow to train.
Yeah, because that should be hard as hell.
I'm gonna take Zay fishing.
Hey,
where?
By my so we're going to my wife's mom. She has to help her with some stuff, and then right across the street is a little fishing pond.
Dang, that sounds fun.
Try to say something super nice about your wife that you can clip, because if she doesn't watch it, you can just say, "Hey, babe."
No, she'll watch it.
Just say something that fire though. I'm so curious though what the White House card's gonna look like as far as the
because it's outside, it's on the lawn and shit.
On
dude.
The lawn.
Well, just, Peter tagged you and had that terrible AI picture of you.
Oh yeah, I did. People sent me that. Peter knows. It's like that's what's next. I'm gonna go out there, take care of Song, and that's what's next. It just makes sense. 2026 is gonna be lit. Go out there, take care of Song, take care of Peter. Doing well is gonna blow up. I'm gonna retire. Again. This might be the last sugar year. Ever go 2-0.
Well, ending like where you would want to end. Like, so you know, some people end on top, some people end like they just end. Go as long as possible.
Tony Ferguson run,
dude, that would be kind of sick. Just fucking, but then box. I don't know.
It's world champion.
It's so it's almost so pointless to predict what I want to do in the next 5 years, 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, anything.
Let's take it one fight. I go out there and lose, and then lose. I'm like, I'm done with this shit.
Ideally, you go out win.
Ideally, I go out there win. Murad go out there
retires.
I don't care. I still know I could beat that motherfucker. I'm gonna go. Ideally, I go take her song and then get that Peter fight, and then we'll just go from there. See how.
See what life throws at you.
See what life throws at me, man. I could have 4 more kids by then. Not by then, but you know. I definitely want a couple more little dudes.
Yeah.
God, Mateo's so cute right now. 7 months. He's starting to like put his head up. Like,
is he laughing?
He's holding the lemonade cup yesterday. It's so funny.
Dude, he is so fucking cool. So weird. I'm sure everyone feels like this with their kids. But I'm like, I feel so lucky to be able to like, those are my babies.
Yeah.
Like there's, it's weird how special you feel like they are. Everyone probably feels like their kids are fucking special. When I look at Alana and Mateo, I'm like, God, you guys are just so special. I'm so lucky to be your dad.
When I went home, I got like a lot of pressure from like my mom and some of my grandmas and stuff about like, when are we going to have grandbaby? Like my dad too. He's like, when am I going to have a little grandbaby to come visit or to come home to?
Say, let me get this Baccarat cheddar up, bro.
I'm like, you got a grandbaby money for me, bro.
Exactly. Say, you pay for everything. I'll have one.
How old are you?
24.
I used to
That's still young though.
Like, I'm not. I don't know. Since I was a kid, I was like, at least wait till I get my black belt.
And yeah.
I don't know. So that's always been a thing in my head. Like, just get my black belt and then I can start thinking about having children.
That's a good idea. That's a good goal.
Just because I've been training jiu-jitsu so long. That's just been a weird thing in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was 26 when I had Elena.
I was 27.
Wow. Yeah. It's weird. It's so young, though. Like, nowadays, like, you guys can have babies up in their 50s.
Yeah. Older than that, dude.
I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't mind popping a few out when I'm like 50.
Hell. Well, I mean, would you? Danny gonna be 52? I don't think that's possible, right?
I'll talk to her.
Or maybe the way science,
you can make something happen.
The way science is going.
Yeah, we'll see how science is going. Dude, actually, it's gonna be crazy. In 20 years.
You can just think about it and that kid will pop up right there.
Yeah.
Well, they can already genetically engineer fucking what you want.
Dude, they can, they're frozen.
That's called a designer baby.
Dude, they have frozen embryos that can tell you what their eye color is, like all the genetics of their parents.
Can you change them too? Like, I want blue eyes.
Yeah, one of my, no, cheddar? You can't change it, but one of the.
Blue eyes, ginger hair, Asian kid.
Oh, yeah, no, chef. One of the nurses I was half working black. With, he was doing, he was going to do in vitro or IVS or whatever the hell it's called.
Uh-huh.
And he said you could, they're 50 year old embryos. That's how far back they were freezing them. Damn. And they could tell you the eye color. They could tell you like their parents, whatever the traits of their parents.
How
their
tall?
Height, dude, like all that stuff. Dang. from the genetics and all
I should have been 6 foot.
You still can sleep a lot.
So that was, but they were freezing those 50 years ago. So how crazy would that be to have a baby that's like 50 years old, technically? That'd be kind of wild to think about. It's been frozen for 50 years. It should have been born 50 years ago.
It's like Captain America. It's like Steve Rogers. Probably it's frozen as fuck.
That is wild. You've been watching any good movies?
I watched the new Avatar.
Did you? How was
dude,
it?
That was like 3 hours
so long.
Long
they're all so long.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
So long.
Yeah.
I could do that if I was playing poker. I love poker. Anyway.
I got to jump on at least one more.
Bro, don't. I'm telling you. It's not worth it.
You're going
to
lose.
Literally not worth it. No. You're going to win. You'll win your first one. That's the thing. You'll win your first one. You'll be like, okay, I'm good.
I know Danny hit me up to play the last one. I was like, nah, dude, I ain't trying to do that.
Who?
Danny.
Oh, what did he? I've been watching these game shows on Netflix recently. There's a couple ones. There's one like called Awake where they're awake for 24 hours. They count how many coins there are, how many quarters.
What's
somebody
the payout?
Counted 60,000. Bro, the dude that won nothing.
What?
Yeah, the dude that won the show won nothing.
Why?
Well, because so you count money, right? And if you're within $500, he counted 33,000. He thought he counted $33,000 in quarters.
Holy fucking
crazy, and if he was $500 within that,
yeah,
he would get to keep the 33,000 plus whatever everyone else counted. It was 183,000.
Just all quarters.
But listen to this. So he risked it. He said, I think I'm within $500. And they said they announced it. Is he within that? Yes, he was. He was within that. But they didn't say how close. So then he gets to risk it. Do you want to risk that 183,000? And if you're $25 within your guess, 33,000. Then you could keep a million. So he risked his 183 because he had to win and kept winning to get to this point.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to risk it. And he was $250 off.
Oh,
and he's so he didn't get to keep anything. Yeah.
Damn.
I've been watching a lot of game shows. They're pretty fun.
I've watched some movie about
wanted that million, got greedy.
That's crazy.
What's
it? I watched, I can't remember what it's called now. It was something about water, dude. It's a really weird movie. It's kind of like The Butterfly Effect. It was the number one movie on Netflix.
Oh, the Great Flood?
Yeah, that was a crazy movie. That what made me think of that was the IVS, the embryo thing. Because
I didn't finish it. How did it end?
So the whole that one, I think my understanding of it was there. She was just living in a simulation. She was like the AI producer person.
She was trying to get the feelings. Feelings.
So when she was in the rocket ship, like when they were going to space, it told.
I didn't
it told
to that.
What oh it was telling what was happening. So she said, what I'm gonna do is make a mom take the child out and make the mom have to find it. So that whole movie, what she was doing is she was replaying it over and over again, kind of like the butterfly effect. So she would remember she started to remember each day, so she'd do different things. But that baby wasn't even that wasn't hers.
Little dude, little son.
Yeah, that, he wasn't even real. He was just AI.
What the hell?
So she
should have finished that.
She was programming the AI through her own challenges of trying to find the baby. So that was how she was going through all the different emotions. But that baby, they grew in like a lab, but it was a real kid. And that was foreshadowed when the
too deep
some lady was giving birth to a kid and the son said, Mom, did it hurt you like that when you were giving birth? And she couldn't say because she didn't give birth to that kid because it wasn't Yeah, it was a crazy movie. It was really, I didn't like it until I realized what was going
Maybe
on.
Maybe that's why I stopped and I was like, but dude, flooding is the real thing. Remember in the Bible?
Yeah.
Noah's Ark?
Not going to flood again, though.
Yeah.
That's the Bible, too.
It says it's not going to?
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely possible, though. One of these fucking something hits the. Oh, I would be freaked out to live that close to water. I mean, I guess it'll get to us anyway if it has to, but water freaks me out.
Yeah.
I ain't a swimmer. I ain't a dolphin. I'm not a dolphin, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, open water is pretty scary.
Is that an eight ball on your shirt?
Yeah. Is an eight ball on his phone, too? I was like, is he?
Dude, you good, G?
Yeah. Are you?
You good?
Yeah.
You talk about anything?
No.
Love pool?
Do you play pool? Do you?
Yeah, I do. But then, I mean.
Okay.
Because I seen it on your phone. I was like, dang.
Yeah, man. Dude's fucking nose hurts. Go to Yokomoto. God. Should we go to a club?
Yeah.
I had a dream that.
I thought we were going to go out for New Year's Eve. Good thing we didn't.
Yeah. I had a dream that it was like I was such a good boy for a year. I'm like, Danny, I'm going out with the fellas. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a good time. And I was like in this dream and I was like, I woke up. So it was real. So I was good. I didn't.
So fun night though.
It was about to be. It was about to be. But it wasn't.
I have a lot of using dreams. I always like them though. I wake up and I just like, damn, because you feel it in your
user dreams.
Yeah. Using dreams where I'm like doing math, but I always end up in jail. I almost everyone, dude. And I do, and I wake up and I was like, oh, that was fire, dude. Just because, because you feel the whole feeling. And I was doing just like stupid shit, just like in the high zone or whatever. And then I would get arrested, but then I wake up and knowing that you're not really in jail and that you haven't got high or anything is so satisfying. I'm like, oh, that was cool, dude. Because my anxiety will be peaked and then it'll just be gone.
Speaking of satisfying and highs, if you get in the cold plunge and dunk under your head, it is a similar sensation to sleep. Did you know that?
To snowing in Montana.
Yeah, it is. And it's...
Yeah, they said that the dopamine levels are like, what, three times more than...
Yeah, it's something. It feels... I got in the cold plunge last night and I got out and I was just like... It feels like you're at the club in the bathroom with the fellas taking a pee. Yeah. And then you get out of the cold plunge. No different. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't been able to submerge.
Why?
Because of the tattoos.
Bro, don't get pussy.
They said wait a week. Plus,
oh, that's why you haven't been getting the cold plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, bitch. You don't get in the cold plunge.
Yes, I do, bitch.
Yeah. How many times a week?
Three.
Three times a week?
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are you supposed to do it every day?
I mean, you're not supposed. I don't have to, but
I try to go three times a week. I mean,
where do you do it here?
Or? Yeah, I go to Arts after training.
How's he doing good with that?
I wonder if Arts been doing. I think.
Art's recovering.
We could lose him. We could lose Art at any minute.
He's recovering.
We could lose Art. Is he going sober this year?
He's been sober the past 4 days.
Yeah. So there's no shot.
I love you, Art.
Yeah, we love Art. Hope we don't lose him. Fucker lives a wild life, man. Wild life. He lives everyone kind of lives through Art.
Yeah.
He lives that crazy life.
Crazy life.
Is insane. It peaceful?
No.
Probably
no.
Not.
No way.
There's probably not a lot of peace. That's the thing. You give up. You have these fucking but crazy then he's lights. Mr.
Stoic with all the art of recovery.
But then he's still doing his jujitsu. Yeah. He's still doing his cold plunge. He's still doing everything. So he's balancing. So yeah. You could argue that it's great.
And it only works until don't. I did the same thing. I don't know what he's doing, but.
He's enjoying life.
Yeah. I did that too, and it catches up.
Yeah. But he's still doing all his healthy habits, which is.
Functioning.
Yes, he's still functioning.
That's good. Good for him.
What about Schmidt's doing? Should we call him?
That sticker was good that you sent me a Schmidt.
Oh God. Let's call Schmidt and see what he's up to.
Is he still with his boo?
Oh, I don't think we're I'm not allowed to talk about that. Oh. We don't bring personal lives into these pods.
Man. As we just talked about Art.
No, Art, he don't care. Schmidt, what the hell are you doing, dude?
He wasn't at JX's baby shower.
Oh shit, shout out to our boy Jay.
Dude. Okay, I forgot about that. Shower. Fire, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good for but Brandon said he was working, so he might have gotten off.
It's like, dude, when we call, you know what I mean?
He's
I wonder
what Diddy's
up to.
Diddy?
Yeah, I wonder what Diddy's up to right now.
Dang, doesn't that look like Marab? I thought that was Marab.
Or not.
Darren Till?
Yeah, he looked like Marab for a sec.
Did you see Damore, Chase Damore called out Francis?
I did not see
God.
That.
That's crazy. Like,
dang, dude, some guy set a record for pull-ups, 11,707.
Was it Cameron Haynes, son?
24 hours. Haynes? South Korean guy.
Damn. South Korean?
Yeah.
They're probably like, had to do them.
No, that's North Korea.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, it is.
Do you want to travel? Do you like traveling? Like, I want to go to all these countries.
The farthest place I've been was the Philippines last year. That was pretty cool. It was just super hot.
Yeah. It's like traveling's interesting. It's like, I mean, it's hard with kids.
Too much effort. But yeah, it's so much effort.
It's like a lot of flying.
I can only imagine like you trying to travel with.
Oh my God, I'm so fine, man.
That would suck.
I thought you were saying because I'm so like that guy.
No, but then when you guys went to Japan, I was pretty.
Dude, Japan was so. Speaking of Japan, yesterday at the Pickle Dojo, there was a group of, what, 8 or 9 Asian ladies?
Yeah. Bro, they made me take 5 Polaroid pictures of them as soon as I walked
in. They were so funny.
I didn't know them at all. I know.
They just felt like, dude, you guys clicked.
Yeah, they were just like, Polaroid. I was like, okay. And I took one and I gave it back. They're like, no, more.
They were so nice. It was so random, though. I feel like they were
Even think they played.
They were song spies.
They're spying.
They were song spies. They were so sweet. And they said they live around here, which is cool.
Fucking Polaroid pictures of you if you were spying on my boy.
Yeah. No, but they were so sweet. It was so random, though, because I don't know if they even played pickleball either. But
I don't think they played.
It's just a group of them, like 8, and they were just nice. It's true. It's so funny. When we were in Tokyo, they always have these little white 4x4s to sign.
Mm-hmm.
In Tokyo, like, everyone would come up with it, have them sign the same thing. They had them here, which was super funny. But they say they live around here. Sun City and shit. It's pretty fire.
A lot of signups yesterday.
Did we? You're asking me. I'm asking. Oh, I have no idea. I didn't look. Tim still got my Rapful money, man. I'm about to hit him up. I said, man, give me my 27. Yeah, I'm gonna freak out, man. But that's pretty much it. It's about an hour, fellas. Thank you guys for watching. I appreciate it. Michael's biggest podcast in the back. He's back. He's committed. He's back. Ryan, thanks for hopping on. I'm gonna rip a piss. Let's have a great day. Go Broncos.
Bye, guys.